The executive order directs how the state is going to build its structures, state structures, within our areas that are vulnerable to sea level rise and coastal flooding. So what the executive order directs is that we need to consider future impacts associated with sea level rise and coastal flooding in the siting and design of our state structures. So it's going to affect where structures are placed within our coastal zone, and it's going to direct that the structures that we do put in and that we do build in the future are elevated at least 2 feet above the 100-year base flood elevation.
This has nothing to do with private buildings. Private buildings can still build according to zoning regulations, correct?
Right. So all private construction is administered at the local level through local land use, and that's done by local governments in Maryland. But in terms of state structures and state investments, this executive order is directing that we need to take climate change and sea level rise into consideration in how and where we build.
Only applying to new construction, correct?
It only applies to new construction, but it also applies to structures that may be substantially damaged from a storm or a coastal flood event. So, in rebuilding structures, for example, after damage from, you know, if we saw another Hurricane Isabel, or if we'd received, you know, damage from another coastal event in the future, it would direct that the rebuilding of our structures has to be done in accordance with these new guidelines.
Would this be retroactive? I mean, any buildings that may have been damaged during Sandy, for example, now have to conform to these new guidelines?
No, it doesn't, because it takes the executive order stipulates that this is only going into effect for projects that go into the 2014 capital budget. Because we have a lot of projects that were already in the pipeline. So, but in the future, you know, any capital projects essentially from here on out that involve state structures have to be built to these new standards.
The governor also talked about a task force in his executive order. Why don't you explain what that is?
Right. So the first thing that the executive order does is it basically stipulates these new construction standards in terms of the elevation of new structures and rebuilt structures. But we needed to assign, or what the executive order does is it establishes a task force that the Department of Natural Resources will lead and the task force will then examine and recommend additional guidelines in addition to elevation standards for structures that may stipulate the types of structures we allow within these vulnerable areas. And also, the task force would make recommendations on siting and design guidelines for other types of infrastructure, like roads and bridges, you know, wastewater treatment plants, and other, you know, sort of essential public utilities. We obviously need to spend some time thinking about how to build that type of infrastructure in order to be resilient in terms of you know, future climate change and extreme events.
The task force isn't going to examine, or is it going to study, private construction ways, for example, that local communities might change their zoning laws?
No, but the Department of Natural Resources administers a program where we work with local governments to enable them to make those decisions and undertake that type of research at the local level. So the Coast Smart Communities program is administered here at the Department of Natural Resources, and it provides both financial and technical assistance to local governments throughout Maryland to help them plan along the same lines. So to date, we've worked with, I think, 13 coastal counties in Maryland to fund sea level rise and coastal hazard studies, and there's projects underway throughout our local governments that are looking at standards along the same lines.